calling Matt to help desk. This is Sebastian. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I got an email saying I was getting charged a $499 renewal for McAfee, and I don't remember signing up for you guys.
Okay, and are you a registered customer with McAfee?
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I never heard McAfee, so I don't know why I'm being charged a renewal fee. So can you cancel that, please?
Can you just confirm me your email address?
Well, can't you look up my name? I mean, that's what the account said it was under my name. My name is James Weld.
No,
J Weld.
Middle
initial B, so it's
sir,
J B Weld.
Sir, we need to confirm that with your email address because all the account has been registered with email address.
Well, you know, I'll just call
so
my credit card company and tell them that if anything comes through from McAfee, to just not put it through and cancel, to deny your charge. I think that might be the easiest
Well, you can do that, but like until and unless you don't provide me your email address, we will not be able to check your account.
Well, if I tell my credit card company not to pay anything that comes through McAfee, then I don't have to worry about it, do I?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
No, we don't.
I mean, how's it going to go through if I call my credit card company and tell them that it's a fraudulent charge? I never placed that order. It's not going to go through, is it?
Well, you know, yes, it won't. But I don't think so. McAfee doesn't go ahead and send this kind of emails. That's the main thing which you need to go ahead and check.
Okay. All right. I'll just call my credit card company and let them deal with you guys. Thank you.
All right.